الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. When we stop spreading peace, salam, we find now there are problems in the world everywhere. Allah Ta'ala gave us this beautiful deen and a complete deen and a complete way of life. Our greeting also. And also it is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever we will give up any sunnah, Allah, it will get replaced with some bid'at or some other innovation. Or if we bring some innovation into our lives, sunnah will go out. So we have to try and make effort to bring sunnah into our lives. And one great sunnah is the making of salam. And by that, peace spreads everywhere. Amongst people also, from difficulties and hardships, diseases, this virus, all that. If we make salam common, even now, and it is here already, but we'll start making salam common, the Muslims in the world, then Allah Ta'ala will make this virus and all these other problems also to go away. And now we have stopped making salam, we find, forget the non-Muslims, on our tongue, other greetings have come on our tongue. Very common, which is on us, especially on the phone, hello, all the time. Hello. We are telling the person to go to hell, and the lowest part of hell. And we are fine now that we are in the our hell holes here in this world. Almost every person is parishan within himself. They haven't got peace of mind, no contentment of heart. In families there are problems. In communities there are problems. In the ummah there are so major, major problems. And the whole world we are facing problems all the time. Well, our Islam, we can see that salam is one of the basic things. If we bring salam, and the whole of deen will also come. And it is also the system of Allah Ta'ala. If we practice on one sunnah, we practice on one aspect of deen, Allah will increase us. Then inshallah the whole of deen will also come into our lives. So now that we have given it up, now we find ourselves in these hell holes, and everyone, all the countries are in problems, the world is in problems, because we have given up that way of life. And the other thing is, the other greeting, hi, all the time, hi, hi. So we find almost everyone is in the high of drugs also, and the high of alcohol also. And Allah gave us salam. If we make salam, these things will go out of our lives. And deen will come. And not only will the salam come and the other things will go out, but the other aspects of deen will also come into our lives. So we all have to make a concerted effort that we bring the basics of deen. Salam, before eating, bismillah. During eating, alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. After eating, the dua. And we have to check ourselves. We'll find that usually we are missing out on all this. We take it for granted we are doing all these things, but really we are missing out on it. So salam is also one basic aspect of our deen. And we should make it properly. Many of us are shy. We just say under our breath, salam. Somebody greet us also. Sometimes we just make a sign that I replied to you. Or just under our breath, we are saying some walaikum salam. Just like that. On the phone, commonly, unfortunately, many, many good people, salam, that is all. That is now the salam. At the end again, salam, that is all. No, salam is properly and the alif, the hamza at the beginning, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to stress that, make it clear, assalamu alaikum. And we should not be shy for anyone. We should make it loudly and clearly, the shi'ar of Islam. We don't say it over the mic, but like adhan is called out over the mic also in these days of ours. Otherwise, adhan, basically, there is no mic for the adhan. Adhan is called out. But according to the present, we call it off. So salam also, we shouldn't be shy. When we meet one another, we should make salam. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that if two people are walking, and a tree comes in front, and one person goes this side of the tree and another one on the other side. When they meet again, they should make salam again. They were going together all the time, but just the tree came in between, they should make salam again. We understand that in our context, in our time, if two people, father and son, two brothers, two friends, we are walking to the car, we are going together, and one gets in the driver's side, one on the passenger side. So when we are again inside, make salam again. We will find peace in our car, peace on our journeys, all accidents, hijackings, robberies in our homes. We enter, we make peace. We leave, we make salam. We leave, we make salam. There will be peace in the homes. And there will be this fighting between husband and wife. All these things will go out. Inshallah, all robberies, all these things. Salam is a very great thing. And from there also we can understand, if salam has got this great value, then the whole deen of Islam, what value won't it have? But it's not in our lives. We are not practicing. We thinking I'm a good Muslim. But still a lot of things of basics of Islam are still not in our lives. At this time here, everyone's iman is being tested. Which way are we going? So we can see how weak we are, how much effort we have to make to bring the real deen into our lives. And the examples are glaring. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what sacrifices he made. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what sacrifices they made. Until today, deen comes alive with sacrifice. How much we will sacrifice for deen, so much deen will come alive. May Allah give us all tawfiq and the salam to spread it, make it common and as much as possible, and we will be doing a great favor on mankind. This peace will spread in the world. And all these problems, we are looking for the solutions in the wrong places. So how can we find the solutions? The solutions are what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us. In there are the solutions, but those don't make sense to us. And we are looking for it in the wrong place. We are like open our hearts and our minds to see the correct things in the correct light and practice upon it and be a benefactor for ourselves, our deen, our dunya, our akhirat, and for the whole of humanity as well. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.